This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've looked at the poetical books of the Old Testament over the last few months with a consideration of the book of Luke during December. Let's take another interlude from the Old Testament to read and study the Gospel of John. We've been reading about two chapters per day for most of the project to read it through in two, that is, read through the Bible in 2 years. We plan to finish reading through the Bible by the end of this year. Let's slow the pace down to one chapter per day as we go through the book of John. I once read, when certain Egyptian tombs were opened, wheat was discovered in them. For 4,000 years, that wheat lay in the dry darkness of those tombs. When it was brought out and planted, it grew and produced a crop. All it needed was to be put into a proper relationship with the earth, the air, and the sun. As you read John, carefully note the evidence pointing to the fact that Jesus Christ is God. Consider that as soil must receive the grain of wheat before the seed brings forth new life, so you must receive Jesus Christ into your life by faith before he gives you new life. Jesus Christ came to bring into your experience abundant life, John 10:10. John made it clear in John 20:30 through 31 why he wrote this book. Jesus did many miraculous signs. These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Today, bow in prayer and ask him to fulfill that purpose in your life. He will not disappoint you.